It's time for the emergency break of the week.
If you have a romantic story to tell Ben Bridge, or to tell...
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment...
He lost sight of his eyes when he was... Or in his eyes. I guess lost...
What does that mean? You okay?
He lost his vision.
By a wheels-off comment...
It says room, but I don't think there's a guy on the team named Room. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Room.
A wheels-off comment...
Yeah, Romo.
Or technical meltdown.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
The Ticket.
Well, speaking of Room, we're going to talk about the Cowboys' schedule. We'll talk how their draft plans might have changed after the big Rams-Titans trade coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, it's time for the emergency break of the week, a Friday morning staple, as the Shake Joint fills in for the Musers today. And we have three, count them, three submissions. And the first comes from an all-timer, Johnny Ebrake, who's been a little quiet in recent years, bounced back with this past Saturday on the T-Box.
Friday he had it. Yesterday he didn't.
Pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
But I'm saying, if I had to predict a guy, we should probably dump that, right?
No, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
I think we're okay on that one.
Although Eli...
We should mark that.
Yeah, I would definitely mark that.
I detected a T at the end. Very small.
Not sure.
Yeah, okay.
That right there is drop worthy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. So, has it ever been determined if they force each other to take breathalyzer tests before the show?
I don't know. By the way, I said that was Saturday, which you can normally hear them 8 to 10. That was actually their Masters pregame special this past Sunday, which was on after us. Can we hear it one more time?
Friday he had it. Yesterday he didn't.
Pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
But I'm saying, if I had to predict a guy, we should probably dump that, right?
No, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
I think we're okay on that one.
Although Eli,
we should mark that.
I would definitely mark that.
I can only imagine.
I detected a T at the end. Very small.
Not sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I quite enjoy, as someone who falls into this trap myself, the externalizing your thoughts on whether or not you should be dumping something. Like,
you go to that well quite a bit.
Because I panic so fast.
Just last segment, in fact.
And it really only happens during Why Today Doesn't Suck. And there are things that are said that I just... because ultimately...
It's the fog of war on that
segment. I'm going
to
get fired or going to get the reprimand or whatever. It's not going to be L4G or Corby. It'll be me. And so...
They're unassailable.
If my mic is on, I immediately, whoa. And then I'm kind of like, but that was a joke about tattoos. And you're talking about the needle, the pinprick. So that's why that's okay there. And it's, it's tough.
So there's Rosen with a knee break this past Sunday. Then we have Rhines from this past week. Enjoy the chaos.
And then I'd like to hear Norm's cunning stunt drop. That's Daniel Tomas Minos from Southland. Cunning stunt. And then stunning. And he paused.
Cliff.
He paused before any
You're
consonant.
You're supposed to say 570 first.
Didn't that happen on Cliff?
KLIF will work just fine in the context of that conversation.
You are unbelievable.
God, I didn't say anything.
That's two Radio Hall of Famers dueling right there.
See, much like with the first E-break, which had the stumble followed by the word guy, which made it way more uncomfortable, the drops Mino was playing made that stumble much less acceptable. If that had just been in the, like, he was reading the ID of the station, I would have been fine. It was the fact that he said that up against...
Cunning stunt.
Dude, I cannot handle that drop. I'm sorry.
Can we hear the first part one more time, Jer?
And then I'd like to hear Norm's cunning stunt drop.
Yeah, being very careful.
That's Daniel Tomas Minos from Southland. Cunning stunt. And then stunning.
God, hush.
Theater of the mind.
Didn't that happen on Cliff?
Whoa!
What?
Whoa! What?
Dude.
Oh, man.
Why in the world would you ever describe a stunt as cunning? Like, there's a million other words you could use in both cases on that.
I will. You know, I'm impressed that you just said that out loud. I will never even try to cross that bridge.
Now, where are you at? Like, I know my limitations. Towards the end of a regular season, and there are multiple teams in the wild card hunt.
They're in the gaggle.
The gaggle.
The chase.
Battling for playoff seeds.
Sure. Yeah. Trying to lock down that eight spot.
Oh, that makes good sense.
And our final submission, also a member of the Hardline and Bad Radio. It's the technical director in the afternoon. One David Mino with a very ill-timed drop during a live spot.
When brands compete, you call that a price war. And
why did that play there?
I don't know.
So when brands compete,
you have to do that.
Brands compete. I have to clean my butt. All right.
Three.
Take two in three, two, one. When brands compete, you have a prize war.
I love Mino, realizing what he was doing in the middle of it, fades it down really quickly.
Right.
Instead of letting the whole thing go, which, honestly, if you're accidentally playing that drop there, knowing the tone that's usually on the hard line, especially during live spots, don't you just let that play?
Yeah, but again, there's a difference between them creating that tone and the board op creating that tone.
That's true.
Yes, and, there is.
Yeah, and you get panic hand fast, jumpy hand, as you just start smashing the board. Look, but wouldn't it be a really odd function of markets if when brands competed, instead of like, I don't know, prices being driven down or the products getting better, that everyone just had to do that.
Just get your backside clean.
Yeah, when brands.
That's an interesting copy point.
Let's hear it again.
When brands compete, you call that a price war.
All right.
Why did that play there?
I don't know.
How defiant, too.
I don't know.
Mino. Some brands compete,
you have to do that.
Mino, though, terror and cockiness brands are very hard to tell sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
He's all Mino. He's all Mino.
Take two in three, two.
All right.
Let's do this.
Strong.
Let's vote responsibly, irresponsibly.
Who
just
cares?
Vote. Rock the vote at 888-787-1310. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're voting for the e-break.
It's going great.
Hello, listener. You're on the e-break.
This is the shake joint edition of Vaginal Slice Born Born.
Oh, yes.
Good. This feels like a nice warm buzzing.
I feel like it's official.
Right.
You know how a baseball game goes five, it's official? We get a VSBB.
Nuzzle my head in there.
Here we are. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Sunday morning tea box and then try and stick it up like a tailpipe. Thanks.
Okay.
Ooh, hey.
Move away from that, but
call
that is
HR.
That is a vote for
what
Craig.
Car?
It is still a vote. Yeah, it's a car.
Hello, you're on the e-break.
Vaginal Slice Mornborn.
Oh, hey. Two. The new leader in the clubhouse.
Impressive.
Hi, you're on the emergency break of the week.
Yep, still cooking. Going great.
Mm, not doing well. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I just figured out why it was so easy to call in this morning.
Why's that?
Because no one listens to you two spares.
Yeah, he's probably right.
Well, that's why we got Dave coming in on
Sunday. He's probably right, but guess what, amigo? The check still clears.
Hello, voter. You're on the ticket.
Good morning, boys. I would like to responsibly vote for Mike Hunt. Ooh, thank you.
That's a Rhines drop.
So childish.
Dance around that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'm a day one P3, and I would like to vote exclusively on FM radio, please.
You can go ahead and do that here on HD2 also.
Just exclusively on FM, though, please.
Granted FM exclusivity.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to vote for George's recommissioned butt plug.
Recommissioned?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that Norm is stunning, and I love Giorgio madly.
Hey.
Okay, that is a Rhines drop. Hi, you're on the ticket.
He is quite stunning.
Dallas Stars. I'll take Mike. Yeah, see ya.
All right.
So that is three votes to Rosen's one. Mino's still looking for his first. Hi.
He's all Mino.
You're on the ticket.
Hey, Sean, you remember me? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Oh, Elmer from East Texas.
I know you remember me because I was the one that taught you to vaginal play foreign board feels just like a high school girl.
That's not a bad Elmer Wayne, by the way.
By the way, I just learned that Cunning Stunt is the name of a racehorse.
Which is why Norm uttered that phrase. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to predict the winner.
That's a vote for Craig. Hello, voter.
I'd like to vote for Jennifer McNeil's ass.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket.
That was direct.
I'd like to vote for Daniel Vaginal / Born Born Man, okay?
That's now three for VSBB and an undervote. Hello,
they're
you're on the ticket.
Torturing you.
Morning, Sean. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'd just like to say this isn't the first time that Mino's bombed a live spot with that job, so I think his mask of innocence might be slipping a little.
Ooh, yep.
Yes, as is that bird of youth flying away off his shoulder.
He's right.
Hello, caller. You're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote in the emergency break, but first, I need to clean my butt.
All right.
I love it.
Rhines.
I love it.
One vote away. Will this be the deciding call? Hello.
Vaginal splice, born, born.
VSBB with its fourth vote.
Spliced. No less.
This is like a brokered convention.
It really is. VSBB is the Kasich in this e-break voting. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you a flog guy if you don't scald the balls while predicting a guy?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Jake, $200 coming at you.
Oh, is this a guy that I bet? That's probably my Warriors bet.
Okay.
I got to hedge my Sixers bet.
So Rhines has four, Rosen with three, Mino just one. Will we have a winner here? Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Craig's low key.
Oh, no. Is that why he's taking today? Oh, no, that's Craig Rosengard.
It's a Rosen vote.
I thought that was June. Okay, so 4-4. Hello.
Dead
on the
heat.
Ticket.
Hey, Lamb Boyzos. How are y'all this morning?
Awesome.
Great.
Like to vote responsibly for the old gray wolf.
And we have a winner.
Right on.
Mike Reiner of the ticket with a win.
And then I'd like to hear Norm's cunning stunt drop.
Huh.
That's Daniel Tomas Minos from Southland. Cunning stunt. And then stunning
God.
Hold you.
Theater of the mind.
Didn't that happen on Cliff? Happen on
Cliff? Oh,
whoa!
What?
Whoa.
What?
Hey!
I think Jake just dumped you.
I did.
What are you doing?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did.
No, he paused. He paused before any.
You're
concert.
Supposed to say 570 first.
Didn't that happen on Cliff?
KLIF will work just fine in the context of that conversation.
You are unbelievable.
God, I didn't say anything.
That's good stuff.
Two Radio Hall of Famers dueling right there.
So Mike Reiner's having a hell of a year. Where's that put him on the leaderboard, Fernando?
That is his 62nd win. He's 16 behind Norman Little Hands Hitzkus.
He's almost able to shoot his age.